It is not clear if the London bombers were from Britain or from abroad. Leaders of Britain's Muslim community have denounced the attacks. Many protest that they are unfairly treated as suspects. It has been claimed that Al-Qaeda enjoys the support of thousands of British citizens. Martin Bright happens to be in New York this week. He's a writer and editor for the British Sunday paper The Observer, normally based in London. Welcome to the program, Martin Bright.
It's good to be here.
Back in February, you quoted a British security source in a story as saying this: while the threat from foreign terrorists was still very great, the focus had begun to shift towards UK extremists from 2002. How do the authorities there assess the threat from home?
I think what happened was that after September the 11th, people began to look very carefully at the domestic situation concerning Islamic extremism, and slowly began to realise that while there continued to be an intense threat from the Middle East and from places such as Pakistan, increasingly there was a worrying, growing sympathy for extreme Islam among a very small minority, but a significant minority nevertheless, of young British Muslims. And as 2002 turned into 2003, security sources began to tell us that that was their nightmare scenario. That's what they became increasingly worried about, was these so-called clean skins, not a word I like to use, but it's the word that they use, of people who've never been involved in any terrorist activity before, and young, disaffected British Muslims turning to extreme Islam.
How many cases do you think have been made in Britain against people allegedly plotting terror attacks?
Oh, there have been hundreds of arrests. The problem for the British authorities has been convictions. There have been a number of high-profile cases that have not produced convictions. There are a number of cases coming through the British courts as we speak. There were great hopes that these were going to prove how well the British security services were doing. Unfortunately, this has been their party has been rather spoiled by the events of this week.
What is the basis for the claim that I've heard cited that there are either, I've heard 10,000, I've heard 15,000 Al-Qaeda sympathisers, I suppose is the appropriate word, in the United Kingdom?
I think it's really unhelpful to talk in those terms. I mean, if you talk to the sort of security sources that we talk to at The Observer, you're talking about very, very small numbers of committed extremist terrorist sympathisers. The police and security services in Britain are sensible enough to realise that a young man spouting off in the street about his sympathy or at his mosque about his sympathy for Al-Qaeda is a very long way from someone who actually might practically plant a bomb. Where the sources that I talk in terms of dozens or maybe 100 people who've actually travelled perhaps to Iraq or elsewhere in the Middle East who might have the wherewithal to really carry out something like this.
Is it your impression that Muslim communities in Britain at large are cooperating? That is, that the security service or the police are well-sourced in those communities where Al-Qaeda might enjoy some sympathy?
I'm not convinced. I'm convinced that the vast majority of Muslims in Britain are law-abiding and are as horrified by the events this week as anybody else. I'm not convinced the sources within those communities are as good as they perhaps should be. Events elsewhere in the world, the Iraq war in particular, have alienated large sections of the Muslim community from the British government. And in order to get agents into communities, in order to get information out of communities, you have to have a combination of revulsion against these kinds of acts, but also trust for security authorities. That's what we're really lacking. We've got a long way to go before the British authorities really win the confidence of the mosques in Britain and the wider community. And that's one of the terrible things about what happened now, is that, of course, it just blows a new hole in those very tentative relationships of trust.
Well, Martin Bright, thank you very much for talking with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Martin Bright is the Home Affairs Editor of The Observer, a British Sunday paper. He happens to be this week in New York City.